بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی و ابرید دور حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد افضل صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر. میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر, میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر, خاک ڈالو گے انہی اجسام پر, خاک ڈالو گے انہی اجسام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. رشک سب کرتے ہیں اس ناکام پر, رشک سب کرتے ہیں اس ناکام پر, جی رہا ہوں میں تمہارے نام پر, جی رہا ہوں میں تمہارے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر. تف ہے یارو طالب اکرام پر, تف ہے یارو طالب اکرام پر, میں فدا ہوں عاشق بدنام پر, میں فدا ہوں عاشق بدنام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. لڑ رہے ہو ان سے کیوں دشنام پر, لڑ رہے ہو ان سے کیوں دشنام پر, کتنا پردہ ہے تمہارے کام پر, کتنا پردہ ہے تمہارے کام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر. کیا تعجب ہے تیرے دشنام پر, کیا تعجب ہے تیرے دشنام پر, اور کیا برسے گا اس بدنام پر, اور کیا برسے گا اس بدنام پر, کیوں فدا ہے میر تو آرام پر, کیوں فدا ہے میر تو آرام پر, عشق ہوتا ہے فدا آلام پر, عشق ہوتا ہے فدا آلام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر, خاک ڈالو گے انہی اجسام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الکریم. اما بعد, حضرت in this beautiful poem says that a person must sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a famous poem in the Urdu language, that even if a person has to give his whole life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he hasn't really done anything. He says, because the poet says, because you have granted back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He gave to you. So is that something great you have done, even if you sacrifice your whole life? So Hazrat says here, Jaan de di maine unke naam par, ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. I gave my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And love does not make a person think of the final result. But because of love, he does funny things, strange things. And when he has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will sacrifice everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were given greatest examinations. And Allah ta'ala said, وَلَاكِ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنُوا اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah tested their hearts for taqwa. And they passed with flying colors. Whatever examinations Allah ta'ala granted them, subhanAllah, what and what examinations. For example, in the battle of Uhud, the Muslims lost 70 of them, martyred. And they went, many of them were very badly hurt. And now, after a person loses a war, you can imagine what is the condition of a person. He needs 2 months to recover. Just think, for example, if someone comes to your house, they hold you up. How, for the next 2 months, you're frightened all the time, you're thinking about this. But the next day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, the kuffar, they thought, now you know what, we did not destroy the kuffar, destroy the Muslims, we should have destroyed them. So Abu Sufyan bin Mashura said, let's attack them again. So they turned around and they came back to attack the Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, only those sahaba who took part in the battle of Uhud must stand up. So now they stood up, broken legs, arms bruised, parts of the body bruised. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Those who answered the call of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after difficulties afflicted them. Allah says, what a reward for these people. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. People try to make them fight. Allah is sufficient for us. And Allah is the best protector, helper and assistant. So what level of iman they must have had at that time to stand up. The day after you lose a battle, to stand up and now to go back and fight. SubhanAllah, what a level of iman they must have had. So because of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not think of the final result. He didn't think of anything else. Another place of the Quran, Allah mentions, "Allah tajidu qawman, you will not find a people who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah, loving those people who go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though it's their own fathers, or ikhwanahum, or their own children, or their own brothers, or their own family members." That is, this was the examination Allah ta'ala gave to see the loyalty where it lied with. Did it lie with the kuffar, the family members, or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this, in the battle of Badr, it became apparent. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one Sahabi killed his own father. Nabi sallam told him, don't kill your father. But anyhow, the father came a few times. Eventually he came in front of the son, he was forced to kill his father. Another Sahabi killed his son. One Sahabi killed his brother. Another Sahabi killed his family members. The ulama has mentioned in the tafsir who exactly killed which person in the family members. Allah was testing these people. And then after that battle, Nabi Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, let's kill our own family members, whoever we caught as prisoner. I must kill my cousin, I must kill my brother. So we show Allah our loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama write there that this is a level of iman, this is a good level of iman when a person he has love for those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he hates those who have enmity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look into our own lives today. This was a great examination for their own family members. Allah ta'ala tested their loyalty. Love doesn't make a person think of the final result. But in today's time, for example, a person has love for sports players, soccer players, film stars, all of these people, any kind of sport also. This is one sickness and bimari in people. So that it shows, the ulama right under this idea, that it shows that a person has got lack of iman. His iman is not complete still. They actually write more harsher words, I'm listening very lightly. Because Allah said, لا تجدو, you will not find the people who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah, ever having love for those people who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah said, because of that, كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah wrote in their hearts iman. And Allah will give them special spiritual strength from His side. And Allah will enter them into Jannah. And Allah says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama write there, because they took the displeasure of people for Allah's pleasure, Allah became happy with them. And they didn't want to be with anyone else, so they were happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika hizbullah, Allah says, this is my jamaat, the jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They proved their loyalty and they are completely successful. Allah make us amongst those people. So how will this quality come? When a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will give his life. Ibtigha marzati Allah wa min an-nasi man yashri nafsahu. Allah says, there are many people who will sell their lives seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says here that a person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll give his life. He won't sacrifice his life for haram things of the dunya, especially mir mat marna kisi gulfam par, khaak daloge unhi ajsam par. Do not die for these women and these duties of this world. Finally, what is the result? You will take sand and throw it on the bodies of those people. There's no real benefit. Those are dead. You're connecting your heart to something which is dead. Dead thing plus a dead thing is equal to a dead thing. But if you connect your heart to Allah who is living forever and ever, Al-Hayy, so your heart is dead, but you connect it to a loving being, so inshallah you will remain forever and forever. So do not waste your life on things which are dead, on this woman, outwardly a part of beauty she has got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful. These are just words. Allah give me the reality first. That Allah gives us his true love, muhabbat, and then a person sees with the eyes of reality in the dunya, that I'm running after dunya, I'm running after money, I'm running after woman. All of these things will leave me eventually. And I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go in the qabr, that won't help me at all. Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Love whoever you want to in this world. But remember, one day you will have to separate from him. So you, whatever you love in this world, you have to separate from. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who a person has got in his heart, will accompany him in the qabr, will help him and assist him there. And Allah will be loyal always with a person at the time of death, in the grave. But everyone else will leave you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with the person. So don't die on these people, on these temporary beauties. Finally, you have to throw sand on their bodies. Rashk sab karte is nakam par, ki raha wo mehse tumhare naam par. What I understand from this is, that even if a person is unsuccessful in trying to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if a person is unsuccessful, he hasn't got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is still successful. In the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are never unsuccessful. And in the love of dunya, anything of the dunya you got love for, you are finally a failure. You are finally a failure. Fustu wa rabbil ka'aba. Sahaba said, Fustu, I'm successful. I passed my examination. The ulama say, that wherever the word father comes, father is used for examination. Whenever a person writes an examination, in Arabic they use the word Fustu, father. He passed. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارُ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. You stay from the fire of Jahannam, you enter into Jannah, you have passed your examination. This person has passed. So these are successful people. So in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in deen, even if you are unsuccessful outwardly, you don't get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya. But still everyone will make rush, and they will be envy to be like you, because you are successful finally in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, I am living on your name. We are all living with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is actually a dead person. And the one who is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually, he is alive. Tufhe yaro yaro talib ikram par, me fidahu ashike badnam par. A person must not have the desire for honor. A person who is desiring honor and status all the time, destruction be to him. The real honor and greatness is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of creation is nothing at all. May Allah give us the reality also. Love of name and fame has come from a person's heart. Any person who is seeking this name and fame, what will happen to him eventually? Our Buzuru say the final thing, look at him, think about, he must think about his final result. He's going in the qabr. Today there's people, thousands of people standing up. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi once was giving a bayan. And in the bayan he said that I'm saying this for myself also. That today, so many murids around me, but tomorrow in the qabr, if I'm unsuccessful, I'm unsuccessful. What's the use of all of these people standing around me? He said, think of your final result. And you will go in the qabr, you'll be alone. All that ikram and all that honor and all that status, nothing will be of benefit to a person. A person, he must really think, is a beautiful dua of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, most likely, when people used to praise him. So he used to say, Allahumma la tu'akhidhni bima yaqulun. Oh Allah, do not take me to task for what they are saying. They are saying certain good things about me, but maybe it's not in me. So don't take me to task for what they are saying. وَقْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah, forgive me for that things which they don't know about me. There's so many faults in myself. But Allah, you made sattar, you hid it. So forgive me for that. وَجَعَلْنِي خَيْرًا مِمَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And Allah, make me better than what they are thinking about me. Whatever they are thinking, you make me better than that. I'm not like that. Make me better than that. So we should not desire his name and fame. If someone honors us, respects us, recite this dua of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, think of our final result, where eventually we are going into. So how can a person have pride? May fidahu ashiqi badnam par. I sacrifice my life for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are prepared to take the criticism of people. They don't care when people are committing guna and sin. They openly speak out that people are doing wrong. Sometimes they will get criticized. People will tell them many things also. Like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the worst of things. So such ashiqs who are prepared to sacrifice their life for Allah. لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. They don't care about the criticism of people. What is the truth? They will have to tell it. Obviously, there's a way to say it also, to say it in a nice way, in the correct way. ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. But at times you have to say that the right thing in the right way. So such people who become badnam, people will tell them a lot of things. I am sacrificing my life for that person because he is a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لر رہے ہو ان سے کیوں دشنام پر کتنا پردہ ہے تمہارے کام پر. Why are you fighting with other people? Why are you having enemies with other people? How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered your fault? So don't look for the faults of other people, but look in your own faults. Now you're fighting with other people because he got this weakness, he's got that weakness. Everyone is fighting with one another. And if we start looking at our own faults, inshallah, a person will stop fighting with other people, whether it comes in our own houses or with other people, and we realize all conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much parda Allah has made from us. So let us look at our own faults and weaknesses. Then inshallah, a person who won't have time to look at the faults of other people, he will only look at the good of other people. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was walking past a dog one day, and it was dead on the ground. So Isa alayhi salam asked his companions, "What do you see there?" So they say, "One ugly smelling, filthy dog." So Isa alayhi salam said, "Don't you see the two wonderful, beautiful teeth it has got?" So he looked at the beautiful teeth. He looked so white, shining teeth it has got. He looked at the good of it. And everyone else looked at the whole dog is so ugly and dirty. So he looked at the good quality in that. So Allah gave us tawfiq. One day one buzruk, he took one piece of cloth to one person. There was a black dot there. So I asked him, "What do you see on this cloth?" He said, "I see one black dot." He said, "The whole cloth is white. You can't see that. Your gaze only fell on the one black dot." So this unfortunately is our condition also. When we look at others, they've got one black dot. We don't see all the white in that person. We look at the one black dot. But our own self, we are full of black. And there's one, maybe one spot there. So we only look at that one white spot. And there, the rest of it, we are very, very good. Allah give me for tawfiq. So Allah is hidden our faults. Really, it's a great favor and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are we fighting with other people? Kya ta'ajub hai tere dushnaam par? Aur kya bartaayega us badnaam par? I don't understand this very well. Kya ta'ajub hai tere dushnaam par? Aur kya bartaayega us badnaam par? Make some sense. Then Hazrat is here, kyun fida hai mere to ameer to aaram par, ishq hota hai fida alam par. Why are you sacrificing? Kyun fida hai mere ameer to aaram par? A person only sacrifices aaram and comfort. We don't even want to give our comfort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all claim we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not prepared to sacrifice even our comfort. Whereas an aashiq is actually prepared to sacrifice everything, difficulties and problems, and what halat a person is prepared to go through. So a person must be prepared to sacrifice. Our sacrifice, our wudhu in today's time is very easy. They are very weak people. At least our haram desire sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill our faraiz, our wajibat, sunnat muakkada, a little bit of nafal action. And inshallah, this is our small sacrifice. The main thing is to abstain from guna and sin. So if a person can do so, inshallah, then that is in today's time, inshallah, this will be a sign that a person is giving his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of this. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this first kitab we read where murids wrote their letters to Hazrat and asking for rectification to correct themselves and the replies which Hazrat gave. So this person wrote, Maktub gharz islahi nafs, that this letter is for the islah of my nafs. I'm writing to my Shaykh. Wa ittilai Shaykh, barakallahu fi umrikum wa fuyudikum. And also to inform my Shaykh what my condition is, and may Allah give barakat in the life of the Shaykh and in his good that it spreads everywhere. So yeah, we note also that our Mashayikh, how they see every point. In the answer, first Hazrat wrote Jawab, Azizam Sallamahu, my dear friend, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Hazrat wrote salam first. And then said, khat ki ibtida al-qab ki baad salam se karna masmoon hai. That when you write a letter, and you write the title so and so, whoever you are addressing, then you should write salam. That is sunnah. To write assalamu alaikum. So whenever we meet anyone also, we should first make salam. Salam qabla al-kalam. Before we start talking, we must make salam. And when we write to somebody also, then also first salam must be written. This is also sunnah. So Hazrat, the correction of a person is right from there already. Then he writes, Zehen mein tashattut hai. Yani yaksui aur dil jam'i nahi hai. My mind And this is also for all of us to learn, listen. Very common, many people complain about this, that many thoughts are coming in the mind, racing too fast. You just can't cope up. The mind is just working all the time. There is no peace of mind, no contentment. A person is just like anxiety all the time. Hatta ke namaz ke andar bhi, hayat koshis ke baawajood, ek rakat bhi kamil, yaksui ke saath nahi par sakta. So much so that he says, even in my namaz, even one rakat, and he says one rakat, perhaps, I don't know, but our condition might, even less than a rakat that we can have, we can be focusing. We just, the person starts his namaz, he thinks he's going to focus, he doesn't know where, then he just realizes he's gone somewhere else. But in front also, Hazrat gave a very good reply to that also, in case we don't reach till there. Hazrat said that, for khushu khudu, it isn't necessary. If your mind goes off, you are still concentrating in your, just whenever you realize, bring your thoughts back. That's all you must do. Whenever you realize my thoughts are gone away, bring them back again. Don't just leave them alone. Bring them back. And that will be counted as a namaz of concentration. Further here, Hazrat writes, Amal maqsood hai yaksui nahi. This is very important for us to understand that the amal are required, not the condition of your mind. Like many of us, we want to enjoy our namaz, very good. But because we don't get enjoyment, we haven't got that concentration, devotion, then we feel that my ibadat is like, na'uzubillah, like useless, I'm gone very low, I got no connection. It isn't like that at all. When you're doing the amal, that is required. You are making your namaz, which is required of you, that is, you are successful. And now you're not getting that enjoyment in that namaz, your heart is not like attached to it. Like you feel, only my body is making namaz. My heart is not making namaz. If that also comes, alhamdulillah. But that isn't the object. The object is amal. That we have to make our amal. A person is giving his zakat, for example, and he's finding it very hard also to give the zakat. But he's doing what he has to do. That is what is required. And if you reach that state where you enjoy giving that zakat also, and you give a few rands, 100 rands extra also, and you enjoy it, mashallah, that is very good. But the actual thing is the doing of the amal. Some people ask about Hajj also, that we went for Hajj, we didn't get like the enjoyment in Hajj. That enjoyment is not the object. The object is the amal. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Namaz mein jab khayalat muntashir ho, unko mujtami' karke phir Allah ke samne hazir ho jaye. In namaz, whenever your thoughts go away here, yeah, there, just gather them again and then carry on towards Allah Ta'ala. Yani jab dil ghaib ho jaye, phir hazir kar dijiye. When your heart has become absent, just make it present again. Bring it back again, make it present. That's all we are responsible for. Baar baar aisa karte rahe, karte rahiye, khushu ke liye itna kaafi hai. Just keep on doing that. That is enough that you have made a namaz of khushu and khudu. A namaz of devotion, concentration, it will be counted in that. It isn't that all the time. And when you'll do this, inshallah, it will increase. And soon your whole namaz will also come like that. Yaksui ki fikr na kijiye. Don't worry that if you haven't got all that concentration, if you are not getting all that enjoyment, ibadat matloob hai, yaksui nahi. Ibadat is required, not that heart that is connected there. And some people go right to the extreme other end, which is totally wrong, that they just sit for a little while and meditate. And they have proper meditation and no namaz. That is totally wrong. There are people who just, what you call it, they feel that when we have that connection with Allah, I just sit with my legs crossed, close my eyes, and now I'm concentrating with Allah, that is my ibadat. That is totally wrong. Ibadat without even that concentration, that is what is required. Namaz, even if we don't have that concentration, the ibadat which is maqsood, which is the object which we are commanded, that is what is required. So if we get enjoyment, alhamdulillah, that is a great ni'mat of Allah. But if not, no problem whatsoever. And in fact, some of our buzurgs, Hazrat Mahasha Abrar al-Haqsab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that ibadat without enjoyment is more superior than the ibadat of enjoyment. The reason for that he explained so beautifully, that when you're doing it with enjoyment, it's very probable, it could happen, that you're making that ibadat for the enjoyment, not for Allah. And when you're not getting enjoyment, so it's clear you're not doing it for yourself, for enjoyment. Now you are doing it only for Allah Ta'ala. From that also we should understand that ibadat that we do, one is to show other people that is also haram. And one is for your own enjoyment. That also is not right. We should do our ibadat for Allah's pleasure. Whether we enjoy it or we don't enjoy it, we must do it for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's pleasure. Further he writes, طبیعت میں تیزی جبلت میں تشدد اور فطرت میں بہیمیت جوانی حیوانی پن غالب ہے. He says on my nature, my طبیعت, what my nature is, like I'm very hard and every matter that I just want to, I get cross easily, I shout, I'm very hard, anger, etc. And like animal, I'm like an animal in all these things. I just want everything like that. Maine hujjatullah al-baligha aur hazrat wala ki mawaiz mein parha hai. But he says, I have read in a great kitab of Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi, in which he has explained great philosophies of Islam. In there I've read, and also he says, I've read in the kitabs, the mawaiz, the lectures of Hazrat also. Jiski tabiat mein tashaddud ho, this person who has got this like hardness in his nature, وہ شہوانی یا روحانی منازل کے انتہا کو پہنچنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے. Such a person, actually, we will look at it as completely negative and wrong. But such a person, actually, he is getting to perfection. To the very end he is getting. This is a high subject, not for us to understand so easily. We'll just read it. The answer, Hazrat writes, اس کو مجاہدہ بہت زیادہ کرنا پڑتا ہے. Such a person will have to make lot of mujahada also. In order for him to make his islah, etc., he'll have to make a lot of mujahada. Agar wo mujahada kama haqqahu kar le, aur nafs ko qabu mein kar le, then if he will make that mujahada to bring that him under control, that when he has got this, he's right out of control. Now for him to bring himself under control, he has to make a lot of mujahada. If he will make all that mujahada, تو بوجہ مجاہدہ شاقہ اس کا مشاہدہ بھی اتنا ہی قوی ہوتا ہے. Then because he has to make a lot of effort, the result will also be that he'll have mushahada, the closeness of Allah, the presence of Allah Ta'ala, he will get that also much more. اور اس کی نسبت میں اللہ کو وہ لوگ نہیں پا سکتے جو اس مجاہدہ سے نہیں گزرے. And the people who haven't made all this mujahada, they won't reach that stage which he will reach. In other words, in all matters, whether it is like the anger, hardness in a person, that also, or a person has got lot of lust also, a person has got lot of love for money, the other people might not have so much. Now for him to make his islah, he has to make lot of effort. And consequently, his reward is also so much more greater. Or simple to understand, one person is becoming hafiz, very easy for him to learn. He's got a very good brain and he just learns easily. And another person has to really make effort, put hours and hours. So naturally that person is going to get more reward. He's making much more effort. So even in our tabiat, like some people for namaz, some people are very lazy, just don't, they can't get to namaz. Now for them to make the mujahada and make the namaz, their reward will be more. And other people very easily, they don't have any difficulty in making namaz. So in any of these matters, those who make more mujahada, more they have to make effort, their reward and their result will also be greater. اہل اللہ کی صحبت کی برکت ہو کہ منکرین علامہ آلوسی کی نظر میں those who people who deny that there is benefit and the barakat of the righteous and the pious people, what their consequences is. It's quite a serious matter if a person denies the benefits and the barakat of the righteous, the true, righteous and genuine people. Allama Alusi, a very great alim, he writes, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء. In the tafsir of this ayat, that the believers must not take non-believers as their friends. In the tafsir of it, he writes, tafsir ke baad mein باب الاشارات فی الآیات کی ذیل میں علامہ آلوسی فرماتے ہیں. Then he has got a section in which the benefits which he takes out, some points which he takes out from there, in there he writes, کہ جو لوگ منکرین ہیں اللہ والوں کی فیوز اور برکات کے, those people who deny that the righteous and the pious people, their barakat and all their goodness, they negated, they denied, ان کی صحبت میں بیٹھنے سے بھی مشائخ اپنے مریدین کو منع کرتے ہیں. To even have any company, any connection with such people, our mashayikh and our elders, they stop you from that. Don't have contact also with those people who have got wrong ideas about deen, because that is also going to be harmful for you. Today we mix with everyone and that, but we don't realize all this also has got an effect upon us. کیونکہ یہ ظلمت انکار نہایت شدید ہے. Just what they deny, the things of deen, whether it is this matter, that the barakat and the fuyuz and the goodness of the righteous and the pious, or any other matters of deen which they deny. کہ بسا اوقات یہ ظلمت تہ بتہ جمتی ہوئی. This, all this darkness, it comes in layers. By being in company of wrong people, and then the darkness which comes onto a person. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he should go for his tablighi, if he suffered, to Mewat in those days. On his return, he should definitely go to Gangoh, to Raipur, etc., by the great Buzurgs. And he said, though he went in Jamaat, but mixing with those people there, who are far from deen, he says the effect of it, it comes on a person. Unfortunately, like if the clothes are gone black, then one more black spot doesn't make any, we don't feel it. But these people could make it out. So he should go there for this cleanliness. So wherever we mix with such people, therefore generally all of us, we are in our shops, we in our work, we mix with non-believers also, we should be very particular then our namazes, we namaz with Jamaat, we are with the Muslims again. If we don't do all this, our tilawat, our zikr, we come to majalis like this, we go to tabligh programs, we go to ijtimaat, this will wipe all that off. And if we don't do all that, then we see such people, their ways of thinking also changes finally. Their everything then more and more they go away further from deen. So if we are forced for such things, women shouldn't go and work, which is wrong, but if they are going, then they also very particularly, when they back home again, then their namazes, their tilawat, their zikr, etc., to wash away those bad effects. Wherever we go traveling, etc., one time Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is to go for operation, eye operation or something. But then he went more in the company of the pious. He says now the hospital environment and all that, they can feel it. We don't feel anything, unfortunately. حیرت میں غرق کر دیتی ہے. It makes a person like in a daze. This, all this wrong company. Also, not only like we mix, we have to go and we mix with non-Muslims, mixing with women, غیر محارم also, wherever for our work, and sometimes we are not on our alert. We start making jokes also, we start talking also. Similarly, on the phone also, all other things that we go to.
And today there is some dispute about something, and one person attacking another person, writing bad, all that is having an effect on us all the time. Whose books we read, what we checking on our phone, all that is having an effect on us all the time. So all this mahol and that, when we are aware, can't help it if those who can't help it, but then make sure that we wash it off again. For that, we go for our regular chilla, we give our time, go for umrah and spend our time in umrah, Allah give us tawfiq properly, all these things. We go to the masjid regularly, try and spend a little bit more time in the masjid, this will help to wash off all that. Otherwise, these effects are coming all the time on everyone. And it is very important that we try and remove it. Aur iman ka rasta masdood ho jata hai. And this then closes the roads of iman also. A person then, his roads of his iman also get closed. Aise logo ko haq ta'ala ki bargah qurb se koi hissa mu'atad bhi nahi hasil hota. Then such people, they don't get a reasonable amount of goodness from Allah ta'ala. Then a person is like deprived. Now, if for example, we're not even making namazes, we are going to work, some people, and there is no namaz in our life also, we're not going to the masjid also, we are all the time, and at home also, we're watching TV all the time, we are magazines, other magazines in the house, we are watching that, this is very, very harmful. And we have to make sure that we try and, if we went in a wrong environment, then to try and remove the effects of that wrong environment. Kyunki munkirin is noor saaf se mehroom hote hai. They are deprived of that pure noor. Now unless noor that comes also, they can't take the full benefit, because the heart have been now covered with all this here. جس کی قدر مشترک سے بارگاہ حق سے ارواح کو مناسبت حاصل ہوتی ہے. That is, that nur that comes, which generally benefits everyone. But now because the hearts are now filled with these other things, that's why they don't get that full benefit. Like our youngsters who go to university also, all this, then the other effort must be made. We should try and avoid all that environment. But if a person is in that environment, then at least he should try and wash away all that. Otherwise, it can be very dangerous and harmful for the iman of a person. And then finally, maut has to come. What, how a maut will come? And a person who stays in good company, and his heart is in good company also. Otherwise, it can happen like those two brothers who were living in, one was in the lower floor, the other one in the upper floor. The one was very pious and the other one was totally opposite, completely very far from deen. But when their maut came near, the one went to the other one to ask him that I want to make tawbah, correct my life. And this pious one was going to the other one that I want to live like you, how you living. And in that both died. So now when they went, their intentions had changed. The one that was living an evil life, whole life, but he came to make tawbah, he went on the right. And the other one was living on the right, he went to go and change his life for evil. So wherever we are in such environment, we should try and go to such environments where the goodness also come to a person. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. And there is a serious matter in our environments and today where we get caught up. And everyone, it doesn't not just think of other people. We also get we go traveling, for example, airports we go. Then there the environment, definitely everyone gets caught up somehow, some degree, some stage. And all the other wrong places we have to go shopping. We go to the malls, we have to go anywhere else than a person. And some people's work is like this. All the time they are in such environment. So we should definitely make an effort to remove those effects, inshallah.
In our Kitab Ma'arif-e-Masnavi, the next
lesson is being given, Hikayat Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the instance and narration of the conditions of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat starts it off, Chaman ka rang go, tu ne sarasar e khiza badla. The color, the nature of the garden, definitely autumn, you have completely changed the garden. In autumn, the garden isn't that lush green, grass has gone dry, the leaves have fallen off, everything has changed. Na humne shaakhi gul chori, na humne aashiya badla. But we did not leave the branch of the roses. Where the roses were, the bird is saying, I'm still sitting on that branch. And I did not change my nest also. I'm still here in the garden. In other words, conditions come and go, but you must be firm on your condition. Hazrat Bilal, what conditions came on him? And how firm he was. When there was hard and difficult, these conditions came, which is here interpreted like autumn. But he all the time, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Where we will, Allahu Akbar, in these difficult, difficult conditions. So that is a lesson to learn of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That what, how, and not only Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other Sahaba, what sacrifices they had made. So we today, we don't have to make such sacrifice, inshallah, we won't be tested to that degree. But at least, just we won't even perhaps be tested with our sweat, forget our blood, but just our desires, our haram desires, that we sacrifice. Allah give us all tawfiq. Another poem, the translation, Jaan ne murghabi hone ka jab dawa kar liya. When a person's life, his nature, he has claimed that I am this water duck. That is, that this one bird, a duck, when the wave of the sea is, and goes very high also. It sits right on the crest on the top. And now it's like tufan there with the sea. But it stays so firm, it doesn't leave its place. It stays on the top of the crest right through. So that is an example that is given when we claim that we are believers, lovers of Allah, lovers of Rasul. Now you are sitting on the top of the crest. Now when all these conditions will come, then remain firm there. Don't fall off from there. You must remain firm there. Jaan ne murghabi hone ka jab dawa kar liya, to phir tufane bala se usko kab fuga hai. And then when all the storms of the sea and whatever, all the, the tsunami, all those things, this bird remains firm in all that condition. So in that, whatever happens, when you claim I'm an ashik of Allah and a lover of Allah, then all these conditions which come, temptations which come, all that, it shouldn't affect you. You remain firm. People tell you that now you're like a big buzur. Small things like that, then we don't like it. Your beard is too long now. Or you are too pious now. You are thinking you are too pious. These are common remarks. Just small little things you want to do. No, you must take it a bit easy, etc. No, when you have the love of, you have given yourself to Allah, now remain firm on that. Now you don't be afraid of all this criticism. Don't be afraid of people working against you and all these attacks they make. Don't worry about that. You remain firm. Usko kab fuga hai, yani aashiq e haq hone ka dawa jab kar liya. When you have now claimed, you are now, and like the simple, just bring forward Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he claimed the great kalima, how he remained firm. No matter what tortures they put him through, but he remained firm. And then a person's condition is jaan di hui usi ki thi, haq to ye hai ke haq ada na hua. That when, even if you give your life, what have you given? It's not yours you gave. Your life, you didn't make your life. You didn't work for your life. Allah gave you that. You just gave what Allah gave you. So where have you fulfilled the right? If you give your life also, for because of saving yourself, like you can't get a job, they say, if you take off your beard, we'll give you the job. Do you tell them what my beard? My life also I won't give. I won't tolerate a simple, small thing also. I'm not prepared at all in anything. This is that high level of Iman. May Allah bless us with that. Mm-hmm. So, and we learn from Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we can then only come to one conclusion that I'm a munafiq. That where am I? I claim love of Allah. I claim belief in La ilaha illallah. But then I'm frightened for this person. I'm frightened for that person. These conditions will come. That conditions will come. I must have medical aid. I must have insurance. I must have life insurance. All these things here. But when you have read that kalima with it, then see the example of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ عنہ حبشی کے حبشہ کے حبش کے رہنے والے تھے. Was a person from Ethiopia, حبشہ. اور امیہ ابن خلف نام کے ایک یہودی کے غلام تھے. He was a slave of one Jew person, امیہ ابن خلف. فضل الہی سے جب ان کو ایمان نصیب ہوا, then by the fazl of Allah when he got ایمان, not also that I brought ایمان. Hey, that also Allah doesn't like when you, Allah gave me Iman. And when he got Iman, and what Iman of what level? To Islam ka ibtida zamana tha, it was the beginning stages of Islam. Dushmanani Islam musalmanu ko chain se dekhna na chahte the. And the enemies could just not see Muslims at peace. They must trouble them in whatever way continue for Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What difficulties they put in his way, in his life. They just couldn't see Muslims in peace. Allah ke noor ko bujhane ke liye din raat har mumkin koshish mein mashghool the. And to put out the light of Islam, the light of Allah, the noor of Islam, whole day and night. Just like today, the think tanks, how much they working, unlimited they are working to destroy Islam, to finish Islam, various all plans they are making, various countries, various groups, they are working continuously. But when what Allah wants, then what people, whether small children, old people, whom Allah chooses, what a staunch and strong Iman they present. Right in this day also, there are those people also, that in spite of these people making so much, and how much money they spending also, how much of effort they making, but really Islam is spreading all the time. Where we go to ajeeb places, one kar guzari that was given, yeah, there was a ijtima in, where was it, Sierra Leone or where? Chad. And then one Jamaat came right from the Libyan border. And they traveled about 800 kilometers or so. And on camels, the Ijtimai Saman goods they put on the camels, all what was their own personal, they carried themselves. And walking 3.5 months it took them. And then on one occasion, 17 days they didn't see a human being. For 17 days they didn't see a human being. And of course they were doing their amal, namaz, and the ta'aleem, and everything carrying on. When they came here to the ijtima, the three camels of theirs also they gave it to the ijtima. And now you don't worry for the end when ishq ne kuch ne socha anjaam par, that what will happen at the end, and Allah then makes all the intizam. And from such sources Allah makes that your iman becomes stronger also. When you sacrifice, Allah give us this tawfiq in there. So this is that when the true iman hits a person, then his life is completely different. So the enemy is still today also, they're making all the efforts, but all these, and this one example, how many people, mashallah, what sacrifices, what, how they standing for Iman and for Deen. Lekin Haq Ta'ala ne irshad farmaya, ke hum to apna noor mukammal karke rahenge. Allah said, Wallahu yutimmu noor. Allah will complete his noor no matter what happens. Chahi kuffar ko kitna hi nagawar ho, no matter how much the kuffar dislike it. Similarly also, right from the beginning, they are trying to finish our madrasa. all the time in different places, different countries, but yet it is carrying on all the time. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib say, Rahmatullah Alayh, that those who wanted to finish the madrasas, they got finished. But the madrasas carried on. So they are all the time, all the things. Like for example, they finished off women with hijab, etc. Perhaps in some Arab country or something, like a country like South Africa, Allah made it alive here. Other countries, how many other countries where there was no hijab? Allah made it alive there. They took away the Islamic clothing from the Muslims in, for example, Arab countries. In their countries, Allah made it alive. So Allah's work, nobody can, Allah will see that deen will be there and it will remain. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, agar chahte, to apna iman makhfi rakh sakte the. And if Hazrat Bilal wanted to, and Shariat permits also, if you want to hide your iman because the people are going to harm you, they'll kill you, etc., at that time you can conceal your iman and make it like that I'm not a Muslim. Though that is not good at all, because it has very bad repercussions. But if you want to save your life, you want to save yourself from difficulties, there is permission for that. But Hazrat Bilal, aur us ikhfa ki badalat kuffar ki iza risani se mehfooz rakh sakte the, reh sakte the. And if he did that, he could save himself from the tortures of these people, etc. لیکن حق تعالیٰ کی محبت نے کلمہ توحید ظاہر کرنے پر انہیں مجبور کر دیا. But the love of Allah Ta'ala, this is what really we have to acquire. First is our Islah, and then this ishq and love of Allah to that level that no matter what happens, we just remain firm on that. اور نعرہ احد لگانے پر عشق حقیقی نے ان کو مستر کر دیا. And this love of Allah Ta'ala made him helpless, that he just kept on and he was enjoying no matter how terrible they were torturing him in that hot sweltering sun and with that hot rock on his back all the time. But he just ahad. And when a person gets that enjoyment, only he knows what enjoyment he is getting. جان عاشق نے جب محبوب کے ہاتھ میں خنجر عشق دیکھ لیا. One poem here in Persian, and then Hazrat Expert translated, the life, the body of a lover, when he saw the dagger in the hands of his beloved, when the lover saw the dagger in the hands of his beloved, to be khauf aur khatar maqtal ki janib daur pari, then without any fear that life went to the slaughtering place, that I'm ready to be slaughtered. I have no fear whatsoever. When my beloved wants to slaughter me, I'm ready to be slaughtered. Like the Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtered the animals, others also, the animals also were keen to be slaughtered. And in the battle, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went for jihad, they didn't go. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, he says, I never went to win a battle. I never went to, all I went for was to give my life. And that is the time, he says, when he's passing away on the bed at home. He says, my whole life I was in the forefront. And my object was to give my life all the time. So today our life is, Allah make us maaf. But just our little bit later, to the fajr, it becomes a problem. Our Islamic conduct becomes a problem. Small things become a problem. We should really try and develop this love of Allah Ta'ala. And when this love of Allah comes, then a person's Islah is made automatically. Nobody has to tell him anything. And may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.